Right now, it is time for us to check sports. I don't have Mike Kazi around right now, but maybe he'll check in. Some of the sports to talk about. I love this one. I love when a spouse defends their other. Elise Tate, was Golden Tate's wife of the Giants, said her husband is so underutilized by the Giants and was open the entire game, but is not targeted by quarterback Daniel Jones. She published that message on her Instagram account. She's not the run-of-the-mill player's wife either. She has a verified account that has over 55,000 to 60,000 followers as an influencer. That's one story out of the hapless Giants. And another story, we'll talk about the hapless Jets. And a story about the hapless Jets. Joe Douglas takes fair share of the blame for the Jets' message. He's the general manager. He admitted making mistakes this offseason, including not re-signing wide receiver Robbie Anderson and not surrounding quarterback Sam Darnold with enough talent. The Jets, by the way, are 0-8. The Giants are, I think, 1-6. Oof. They're both going to have high draft picks once again this year, no matter what happens the rest of the season. All right. Number 10, Wisconsin in college football has canceled their game with Purdue. Why? Due to a COVID-19 outbreak. All right. Let's see here. Dan Mullen has been fined over $25,000 over the Mizzou and Florida brawl. I don't know if you saw that or not. It wasn't quite as bad as what happened in the NFL when that happened. In Major League Baseball, some players got qualifying offers. Houston outfielder George Springer, Yankees second baseman DJ LeMahieu, Philadelphia catcher JT Realmuto were among six free agents who received $18.9 million qualifying offers on Sunday from their former teams. Three right-handed pitchers also received offers, Cincinnati's Trevor Bauer, New York Mets' Marcus Stroman, and San Francisco's Kevin Gausman. Those players now have until 5 p.m. November 11th to accept the offers or press ahead as free agents who could start negotiating contracts with all teams on Sunday night. So a little bit of baseball news for us this morning. Anything else out there? Let's see here. I'm just running down here. That looks about it. See here. No, that's it. Not much else in sports, so that's it. That is a check on sports without Mike Kazi this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.